Watch, passengers stop attempted hijacking of airliner in Mexico. Man tried to divert flight to U.S. by Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on December 8, 2024. An airline in Mexico confirmed an attempted hijacking where a man attempted to have the plane diverted to the United States. No injuries were reported during the incident. Update, 4:15 p.m., Mexican officials told Breitbart, Texas they arrested 31-year-old Mario for allegedly attempting to hijack Volaris Flight 3041 on Sunday. Officials said the man reported receiving a death threat while the flight was underway and attempted to divert the flight to the United States. His family had reportedly been victims of a previous kidnapping. The airline Volaris revealed that the incident occurred Sunday morning on Flight 3041, traveling from Leon, Guanajuato, to Tijuana, Baja California. Hashtag Volaris informa sobre lo ocurrido durante el vuelo 3041 en La Ruta Bajío. Tijuana, nuestra tripulación actuó de acuerdo con los procedimientos de seguridad establecidos y con forma protocolo. pic.twitter.com/rira8tltr. Volaris, at Viaja Volaris, December 8, 2024. A video posted on social media shows passengers subduing the alleged hijacker. A passenger attempted to hijack and divert Volaris Flight 3041, which was flying from El Bajío to Tijuana. According to Volaris, a man tried to occupy the cockpit, prompting an emergency landing in Guadalajara. The passengers immediately kicked the guy's ass and carried out a pic.twitter.com/q1xprias. Outbound Mexico, at Outbound Mexico, December 8, 2024. Details of the incident remain unclear. However, the airline revealed in a short prepared statement that a male passenger used force in an attempt to divert the airplane toward the United States. Passengers and crew members stopped the individual, and the pilot diverted the aircraft to Guadalajara, Jalisco, where federal authorities took custody of the man. The airline claimed that they would be filing the necessary paperwork to prosecute the suspect. Hashtag Volaris. Inverted exclamation mark is a loss of an. Black exclamation mark, black exclamation mark, black exclamation mark, male sign. La salio malintendo de sequestro pic.twitter.com/gfk0lnj. At Sir Carlos Dictly, at Sir Carlos Dictly, December 8, 2024. The statement does not mention the use of weapons and reveals that the crew and the passengers were unharmed. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Editor's note, this is a developing story. Additional information will be added as it becomes available.